Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome in DFW. Glad to have you guys on board on a Texas Rangers off day Monday. Winners of 7 of their last 10, even though they did split with the Houston Astros. So we're all knotted up at 2. About a third of the way. They play 13 games all told. So 2-2 in this first stretch, but don't fret. Why? Because you're on your way to the Bronx to play the New York Yankees at the little three-game set that kicks off tomorrow. I'm Fred Davis. That gentleman to my right is none other than the phenom himself, the one, the only. Now, if he's trying to win tickets, he's Dave Elliott, but we all know him as everybody's favorite server / radio personality, Blake Elliott.
That is I. Hola, amigos and amigas. I'm glad the fan phenom has dropped. You know, that used to be I think that was a little bit, you were already here before that started dropping, but I remember that every time I get introduced, it was fan phenom.
Well, I just call you the phenom. I dropped the fan part.
A lot of people,
because you have morphed from fan to just phenom.
A lot of people only knew me as the fan phenom. They didn't even know my name for the first 3 months.
And I just gave out both of them, so there you have it.
Someone said, hey, missed you guys, love the Rangers, but I'm glad you guys are back on.
Oh,
that's us.
I'm here for it.
We are back on the radio. It was raining earlier today, downpouring, if you will. It is now kind of cleared up. And if you have any,
I was going to say, because 75, I mean, going south, it is
you can get there in
clear sailing.
Clear sailing.
My goodness. I've never seen it quite. I mean, it looks like we're on a Sunday morning right now with the way the traffic is on 75.
Do you have any
smooth sailing is what I was thinking of. Sorry about that.
Do you have any Monday activities that you will be getting into? 877-881-1053. What does your Monday entail? Is it driving around listening to Fred and Blake? Is it you're going on a date tonight? Are you hanging out with family?
Ooh, a Monday night date night.
Got to be different.
That's an interesting one.
Got to be different.
Kind of set the tone for the week. Kind of like see how it's how things are going to go.
Yes.
That's an interesting angle. Let's ask this gentleman behind the glass on a Monday. I'll tell you what, one of the things, we've got a handful of things we're going to try to get done today on the show, because we're on tonight and then we're on Thursday, of course. But this gentleman needs a new nickname. He needs a new nickname for a couple reasons. One, because he's earned it. But B, more importantly, he's not the new guy anymore.
Oh, he's not.
All right. Dylon. And apparently we got another new guy.
Got two new guys, technically.
Two new guys are coming back?
Alec 2.0 is making his return.
Well, but that he doesn't count as a new guy. He's you could almost just say he was kind of like released from suspension, and he's coming back. Okay, there you go. So my man was in purgatory.
For assignment.
He was DFA'd, okay? We had some some issues that we had to clear up with Alec 2.0.
Yeah.
But he has done the mandatory things that he has to do to come back. So Alec 2.0 will be back in the mix. But we got to – so he doesn't count as a new guy. But we've got an actual new guy to 105 through the fan. Now, will he be another producer?
I believe so. Yeah. Okay. That's what I know.
Word on the streets.
I mean, I just heard the news today, so.
I did too.
I just heard it right now.
You just heard it right now. So there you go. So that being said, we kind of stopped calling you New Guy Jake 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Right? And look, I think Jacob Ray's a great name. But I need more.
It doesn't have a kick, you know?
It does, but it doesn't. I do not want to disparage Mr. Ray.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Let's make that clear. All right, I'm not disparaging Mr. Ray. But Jake needs a nickname.
I'll come up with something.
Okay.
Especially because his last name is pretty easy with Ray.
Yeah, I was going to say, with Ray, now he's got the crazy spelling of Ray.
Yeah.
All right. But
like reindeer.
We're okay with that.
Yeah. It's similar to reindeer, right? That's how reindeer spelled, the same as your name?
I don't really know if I know how to spell reindeer, so...
Both of y'all try to spell reindeer right now.
What? R-E-I-G-N D-O-O-D-E-E-R.
D-O-O? Reindeer?
Sure. That's reindeer.
Reindeer, reindeer, whatever.
Try again.
You got my point.
Jacob,
reindeer, R-E-I-N-D-E-E-R.
Okay.
That's how you spell reindeer.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Yeah, I
saw
know
on a Blaze computer, so I was going to get it right next. So.
I know how to spell reindeer. I don't know where the O's came from, okay? So, either way, New Guy Jake, we're officially retiring it tonight. It's done, okay? We are putting it away.
We might Freudian slip and say it every once in a while.
Every now and again, I'm sure it'll come up. But New Guy Jake, as we know it, is no longer here at 105 Through the Fan. So, we've got to come up with something new for Jake. Now, what is everybody, like, just in everyday life, what do people call you, Jake or Jacob?
Jacob. I've actually never been called Jake in my life, but I'm okay.
Until now.
So until I called you Jake, no one's ever called you Jake, ever?
I think I went to a police camp when I was, like, 6 years old and convinced them my name was Jake. And when my mom came to pick me up, she said, "Are you going to get Jake?" And she had no idea what was going on.
Went trying to give out the full name to the feds. Yeah. That's smart. You knew it at 6 years old. Yeah, it's Jake.
That's right. You can call me Jake Ray. Okay, so we got. So the fact that you've never been called Jake by anybody in your life until Fred decided to just automatically shorten New Guy Jake.
There was a kid in my class named Jake back in Chicago, and he was way cooler than I was, so I couldn't have the name.
He said, "It's kind of like I'm him now."
Yeah, kind of.
He came full circle, man.
Mom, get the camera.
I didn't even know you. Boom, New Guy Jake, right off the jump. So there you have
it. We got some texts. I asked people what they were doing, and then we'll get into some of the things that happened in the world of DFW today. 817. Smoking a fatty, being a fatty.
Wow.
Love that.
Okay.
940. I got a date Wednesday and $36. Wish me luck.
You got a date and how many dollars? What'd you say? What did he say to that?
$36.
$36?
Okay, let's help him out. Let's help him out.
What are you doing with $36?
Where can he go for $36
on
a date?
Well, tell you what. You're taking her to coffee. We ain't going out to eat.
Trying to think, where can you have a good time and spend $36? You can go to a museum, that's free. The Dallas Art Museum's free.
You buy like a movie.
So you could buy a cheap movie, get snacks.
Yeah, you
before.
Better go to a matinee.
Yeah. bring popcorn from home.
Better be popping in the back. Because the $12 popcorn's gonna put
you
over. You
get a box of Raisinets and slide them in somebody's purse. That's about all you're gonna do.
You can go to a cheap movie. And it's Wednesday. I bet you. Isn't it half off on Wednesday?
Tell you what. Here's what we'll do for our boy with only $36 to it. And I'm guessing, is that just what you have to your name?
Is he allotted for?
Or I was going to say, this is what you've budgeted for this date.
Such a specific number.
He's like, well, I spent 38 on the last one. It didn't work out. So we're going to go
ahead, cut it down.
We're going to go 36. Ahead and budget this correctly. Tell you what, we'll do this for you.
Go to Waffle House.
We'll do this for you. Depending upon how Wednesday night goes, if it goes well, since we're on 7 to 11 on Thursday, mm-hmm. text the show on Thursday. If it goes well, tell her you'll give her a shout out. Say, look, I got some boys that work on 105.3 Fan. Kind of, you know, pump yourself up a little bit. Say, you know what? I can get you a shout out on Thursday.
Now, do we think this girl will care?
Hey, look, I mean, he's got $36. I mean, I'm just trying to give him one more, I'm trying to give him one more tool in the toolkit.
Now he's up to 46.
You know what? I mean, maybe she's impressed. Maybe she's not. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what kind of flex that is in 2025. Okay. Maybe it isn't one. All right. I'm just trying to help my man out here.
Fred Davis said my name on radio.
So you should probably come home with me. I know the guys
you
on the fan.
You just never know. You just never know.
Okay, 918 just finished a Costco run.
Okay.
817, so my Monday routine, I schedule all my volunteer meetings on Monday and Wednesday. So I am at a couple boring meetings tonight with you guys in my ear. Bluetooth, paying attention to meeting, end quote.
There you go.
So we're in his ear right now.
Perfect.
214, talked with the coach after work, so my wife's mad, but I get to listen to y'all. What does that mean?
What was that?
Talked with the coaches after work, so my wife's mad, but I get to listen to y'all.
I mean, with coaches, I don't know. It's a great question. I'm going to have to ask him to expand on it.
Why would his wife be mad?
Again, I don't know. I don't know where they're going with this. Let's see.
315 worked most of the day from home in Forney.
100% will not care, but it's happening. I'll try to video it to get the reaction for you.
Okay.
All right.
You know our Twitters and Instagram. At Blake Live.
That's exactly right.
At Freddie D. Live in the DFW, driving home to visit family, 2.5 hours south.
Oof.
Tea time tomorrow at 9:20 a.m. Love you guys.
There you go. At least get a little golf in on a Tuesday.
Someone said Sonic date. I actually think that's a good idea. I don't think that's a bad idea. Because, you know, Sonic has a little patio.
Well, it depends on how old they are, too.
I don't think there's an age range.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm 44. I'm not taking a woman out on a Sonic date.
Hey, Marcus Street's got $5 sushi rolls on Wednesdays.
There you go.
That was $15.
So that's 15. You get three rolls, $15.
How many pieces?
Yeah, is
per,
it four?
Ooh, probably
eight or ten.
Yeah, probably
8 to 10. So let's just say eight. That's 24 pieces. Is she a big eater? I don't know. We'll have to wait and find out. You figure she ain't eat at least. She's not eating more than 12.
Probably.
She probably eat a roll.
So one roll for her.
Two for you.
Two for you. And you still got money left over.
Got money for a drink. Hopefully she drinks water.
Somebody said Applebee's, Chili's. But you're getting scary because they start ordering drinks.
No, you can't. You need to be in a controlled environment. Because if she tries going off the rails, man, you got to be able to keep this thing under wraps and kind of take the lead on it.
I don't think you could do Applebee's.
No, you can't. I'm not taking her anywhere where a tip's involved. Okay? Unless it's mine.
All right. Just got out of the Thunderbolts movie. Great movie. Someone said Taco Bell. Ice cream with a view of the skyline. You can do a picnic for $36.
Well, that too.
You could go to the store.
Get the three sushi rolls he was talking about.
Three sushi rolls. Get some more stuff at the store. Get some pineapples.
Yeah.
Get some juice that she likes. Get a blanket that's already
at
your...
Get some juice?
Hey,
what is she, 12?
I like juice. I like cranberry juice.
Let's just get some Capri Suns while we're at it.
Okay.
Tell you what, let's get some Capri Suns and some goldfish and just make it a day.
Okay.
So ride around on the dart.
You can very, very cost effectively go to Walmart, get a $10 bottle of wine, white wine. She'll never know the difference unless she's a wine connoisseur. That's $10. Get the sushi rolls that Jacob was referring to.
Yeah.
So let's just say you get two. That's what? $10, $20. You got,
and with tax, you're looking around 11, 12. So
you got probably like $14 left after tax, maybe 12.
Sushi rolls and a bottle of wine?
$10. That's $15. We'll round up to 17 with tax.
You're going to get a $5 bottle of wine?
A $10 bottle of wine.
Okay. 20. But yes, what I'm 20, saying, that's 20 okay. bucks now because it's 5 20, bucks a roll.
22. So we'll say 22, 23 with
25.
Tax.
Just call it 25 out the door. For
25
two.
Out the door. So you got $11. So, hey. $11 to spare on.
Well, that $11, you can just keep that, hold that like it's like your life depends on it.
Dude, two pints of Ben and Jerry's too on the way out.
There you go.
You might be right at 36.
Some Ben and Jerry's. You already got a blanket at the house.
Oh, so you're just spending the whole. You're spending all of it.
He said it. Why wouldn't he? What are you saving it for? Is that for the day?
I'm keeping a couple dollars just in case. You never.
Okay,
know.
So that's $36. You get the blanket. You go find a nice spot in Dallas or wherever you're at.
But here's the thing: you won't both need a pint.
You don't both need a pint?
She ain't eating a pint ice
Okay,
cream.
So one pint, and then you get something else. Pineapples, some fruit.
Let's do some walking. Let's walk the meal off.
Go to the Katy Trail, maybe?
Yeah, Katy Trail, boom.
That's it, exactly.
And that's a under $36 date, and you'll know if she's the one.
I don't know if you'll know if she's
if
the one.
If she doesn't appreciate that, she's not the one. Someone said watch the movie Half-Baked and see how Dave Chappelle went on a date with $20.
I was going to say, that's what all I could think of the entire time. Now, I want to say he did take some change out of somebody's cup.
QT has 99 cent soft serve. It slaps.
We need to find out under what guise did he meet this gal, right?
Monday night is always garbage night.
I mean, does he mean in general?
Someone said go to Waffle House and get the All Star.
Got
special.
Money for a prophylactic. There you go. He's got a couple dollars left for that.
Take her to Keller's No. 5 special and beer. Get her done. These are right an awful lot of time for guessers. We should all spot this dude $5. Let's try to get him some coins. I don't think we're allowed to. We're not allowed to crowdfund on the radio.
All day arcades, like $10 a person.
Love how everybody's helping this guy.
I mean, hey, look, that's what they're here for, right? Putting date at PJ Frisco, that's free. So there's no shortage of things that you can do here in the DFW. Keep us posted.
Somebody said, I have a date Wednesday. I hope it's not this guy.
Wow. Now that would be incredible.
Donate plasma.
Get some here we go. It's a hinge match. Donate plasma?
That's it. You get money instantly.
No, I'm aware of donating plasma.
You might have a band, a gauze on your arm on the day.
Sorry, I look like a crackhead. I just gave plasma.
So I can afford
now we have $56 instead of $36.
I think you get like $100 for it, I'm pretty sure.
What, to give? Oh, yeah, for plasma? I think it's 877-81-1053. How much money do you get for plasma?
I would imagine 50 or 100. 50 or 100. What, on your blood type? On what race you are?
No, I'm saying from place to place. From
you say
place.
What race you are?
Like, come on. I bet it's different. Person to person.
From place to place where you go, not person to person.
Do you think it's how healthy you are?
I mean, I'd like to think that your plasma is worth more than, you know, maybe the people on Harry Hines.
Grade A, 25-year-old, stud athlete.
Blake.
Plasma versus, you get the point.
When's the last time that person went and got a checkup? That's the million-dollar question. All right, 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. That is the Franklin Frankel Injury Attorney text line. Keep the $36 date ideas going, and hopefully we can get this guy the right time, or at least the right ideas for what should be an amazing time on Wednesday night. Also, too, you got to find somewhere to take her to the Stars game.
That's
okay. So that's one other thing you got to think about. So, you know, going to a bar would be tricky because you're going to, if you stay for the whole game, you're blowing through $36 unless she's just sipping on water the whole time. And that's going to look awkward. So, man, there's a lot to process here. All right, so much to get to tonight. We got Kurt Heelan from Pro Basketball Talk. He's going to join us at 7:40. We actually talked to Kurt 2 days before the Luka Doncic trade. I was looking at it while my text message. I was like, I'll be damned. He's in LA, so we're going to talk to him. Obviously, get some NBA playoff stuff, but we got to get the kind of what's the pulse of Luka in LA. All right.
And then also next, we're going to talk to our boy, Jason Kidd was on DLLS, and he talked about what it's like having Cooper Flagg in here in the number one pick, what his relationship is like with Nico Harrison, and what are the chances that the Dallas Mavericks win the championship. We'll hear from Jason Kidd next. Thank you for that. We've got a lot of plasma texts coming in on how much it'll cost or how much you would get, excuse me, for getting plasma.
Sponsor.
Listening to the Fan After Dark, Fred Davis, Jacob Ray, and Blake here with you guys, guiding you through this Monday, whether you are going on a date, whether you're planning for a date, or whether you're just enjoying us while your wife is yelling at you. We appreciate you for hanging out with us on this Monday evening. We are going to be playing Jason Kidd, who was on with DLLS earlier this week, talking about all things Cooper Flagg, all things Dallas Mavericks, and his relationship with the general manager, Nico Harrison. So some interesting audio to get to there, but this is from house cleaning. We asked how much you'd get for plasma. Somebody, we got a bunch of different ones.
We did.
So we got, he'll be all right. It averages 75 a week for two visits.
Okay.
So what are we at right there? 150?
I mean, that's $32.50 a visit if you do that, if you go that route. He said $75 for two visits.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's $32.50 a visit.
No, he said 75 a week. So 75 times two.
Well, but I'm saying $75 a week for two visits. So I read that as to say he's got to get 70. So he's got to go in twice to get $75 a week.
I guess. Let's go. Someone said take her with you to donate plasma, and then you can double your money. And then also y'all can. And then that same person said then you can go buy a 12-pack. And your blood's already thin, you can get drunk faster.
I mean, that's definitely, I mean, now we're playing 3D chess at that point.
You don't have to buy as much alcohol.
Can we ask he's texting us back and forth. Can we ask why the $36? I mean, I'm not trying to pocket watch or hate, but I'm just saying, like, is it close to payday? And it's just one of them. I mean, I get it. Check to check. I get it. We've been there, done that.
Blake has been there.
Okay. We're not trying to disparage in any way, shape, or form. I'm just saying the timing. Is it just one of those deals where this was the only time you could do it and you only got $36? I mean, I'm all I'm saying
are you
is
only allotting $36, but you got more.
Like what? this 36 thing is kind of like, why? Why $36?
My plasma place gives you $50 first visit, and then the second visit about $60.
Single mom, very tight schedule. Oh, she is a single mom, very tight schedule.
Huh. That doesn't explain the 36. That explains the Wednesday.
Yeah.
Someone said, I have donated plasma twice, and they made and I've made like $90. So it's seeming like that 50 to 40, around 50 bucks is what you get. That's what I'm kind of gleaning from this.
And that's $37.50 from the 214. Thank you, sir. I appreciate the math on that.
Can't donate more than twice a week, apparently.
Payday Friday. So you single mom, she's on a tight schedule, and you don't get paid until Friday. All right.
And someone said, I get a 60 to 120 a week for plasma donations.
How'd you meet this gal anyway?
He said Hinge, no?
Is that what it was? Hinge?
I thought you said that. I thought you said it was a Hinge date.
I thought I saw. I mean, I read that. I don't know if that was him or what that was.
We're going to assume it's a Hinge date.
Mm. Okay. Does she know you only have 36 bucks? I mean, look, like I said, I'm here to help finagle this any way we can.
It's 50 the first time you go, 75 your second visit within a week, and then if you get 125 per week if you go both times within the same week. Seems like they're trying to like play us.
I don't know.
If you come back and really thin your blood, we'll throw in double the money.
This has gone too far. All right, let's talk some sports. Let's get down to it. We'll touch on this. If we're gonna get down, we'll do this in the 9 o'clock hour because we got stuff to talk about here. All right. Jason Kidd on with the DLS guys. God bless that, you know. And I'll tell you what, they've been racking it up here lately. Yeah. Will McClay, Jason Kidd. I told you I'm putting in for Nico.
There you go.
I'm putting in for Nico. Okay, doing it.
Well, speaking of Nico, we'll just go ahead and jump to cut 7. What is Jason Kidd's relationship with the general manager of the Dallas Mavericks, Nico Harrison?
Yeah, I think my relationship with Nico is at a high. You know, understanding business is part of the game of basketball. I've been a part of it as a player and coach. And so understanding the vision of winning a championship is what Nico's here to do. And I'm in full support of that. And so I'm excited about what the summer holds for us, having the number one pick. But not just that, but hopefully there's some free agents out there that would, you know, want to come to Dallas. And we believe that we will be attractive this summer.
Do you agree with that sentiment? Because we talked about this pre-show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
And we talked about this months ago, that the Dallas Mavericks as a free agent destination would not be very attractive. With what you did to Luka, what you did to Quentin Grimes, obviously how the season ended, the no player as far as for basketball reasons and loyalty reasons of how the front office handled their players, we said it's very unlikely that high-level free agents are going to want to come to the Dallas Mavericks. Now, role players were obviously just always trying to get paid. But when it comes to...
But you're really not in the market for those guys, necessarily.
Yeah, you're. I would say you're in for... Because I think the bigger point, if you all missed the news the last couple of days, the Dallas Mavericks are looking for a point guard. They made it very clear that they need someone to fill the role when Kyrie Irving is hurt. And then Jason Kidd also talks about, while he's on this podcast, that he wants someone that can play without Kyrie while he's out, with Kyrie when he comes back, and then maybe a bench role, a lesser role when Kyrie's in full form, playoff time. Like, he doesn't need someone better than Kyrie. It's kind of what I gleaned. He needs someone that's maybe just a tick below him. The guy that I threw out last time I was with you guys on Saturday, if you missed it, was Lonzo Ball. Cheap option.
Yeah.
You can go get him, and I think he'd be a great fit of, hey, I'm playing second fiddle. I'm just setting guys up. And then when Kyrie is back, I think he could be your sixth man or play and start alongside Kyrie Irving, give you that defensive side. He can shoot the ball a lot better than what he started his career with. I think he's personally a great fit. But when you look at guard options, when you look at how attractive or not attractive you think the Dallas Mavericks will be as free agents.
Wildly attractive.
Okay.
So who is wildly attractive?
Who are just some names or just a type of player that you want the Dallas Mavericks to acquire?
I mean, it's going to have to be a veteran type guy. I mean, it's going to be what he's done. I mean,
I'll say this. Do you want free agency or do you want trade? Do you want them to give up assets and do it, or do you want them to shell out some money?
I want Nico to go back to being the Nico that he was outside of trading Luka. I mean, CA and I talked about this yesterday. Look, I understand it's hard to not paint Nico with a broad brush. I agree wholeheartedly. The way he disparaged Luka on the way out was a poor look. That said, from a GM perspective, prior to that, nobody had, there were zero issues with Nico. So I have no problem with Nico now that Cooper Flagg is going to be in the fold, and we're about 92% that's going to be the case. But with Cooper Flagg in the fold, now Nico can go back to being Nico again and do the things that he did, whether it was signing a Quentin Grimes, okay? And oh, by the way, I can argue both sides of it. On one hand, if you're Quentin Grimes, if you're a Dallas Mavericks fan, yeah, you're pissed off because you traded away the only pure score that you had, that wasn't 40 or 35 in Quentin Grimes, right? But here's the thing. Trading him away to Philadelphia, now, I'm not saying he couldn't have had 30-point games here in Dallas, but do we think he would have gone on the same scoring run that he went on when he went to Philadelphia? I don't know, but I know this much. Nico helped get him paid, all right? Quentin's performance in Philadelphia is going to get him a fat contract, all right? I don't know that he gets that same kind of contract if he stays in Dallas. So say what you want about Nico from that perspective. Again, I'm not. I'm really not concerned. It's almost like now that Cooper Flagg is here, or at least, again, knock on wood, it has leveled the playing floor as far as I'm concerned when it comes to Nico Harrison. And now you can say, okay, Nico, go back to being the great GM that you were prior to trading Luka.
Okay, I'm going to read off some names that are going to be free agents this summer, and you tell me if you like any of these names or if you'd like to go in the trade market, and then we'll get to this Cooper Flagg audio. Fred VanVleet. Okay. James Harden. Okay. Bruce Brown.
James Harden, I'd be intrigued by. Fred VanVleet, you can't because he's owed too much money.
He'll be a free agent.
Well, they're going to do. They pushed his date back to June 28th.
He's got a club option.
Yeah, too. He's staying in Houston. He's
Bruce Brown Jr.
But James Harden.
He's got a player option for $36 million. Kyrie's player option is $44 million.
Oh, well, if he's got a player option for 36, he ain't going anywhere.
Okay. Tim Hardaway, no. Malcolm Brogdon, no. D'Angelo Russell, unrestricted free agent. Made $18 million last year.
Who was he with last year? Brooklyn?
Correct.
Next.
Caris LeVert, next. Luke Kennard, Dennis Schroeder, Matisse Thybulle, who Mavs fans have been wanting for years, but I think he's 28 now. We wanted him when he was like 24. Chris Paul, Trey Jones, Pat Connaughton, Gary Payton, Josh Giddey, restricted free agent.
Yeah, but I was going to say Josh Giddey's restricted free agent.
Malik Beasley from Detroit was second in the league. No, actually led the league.
Yeah, I think he led the league in threes made this past season.
Would you be interested in a guy like that? All right, I'll say this. I think the Mavs need a playmaking guard. I think they do in theory need a shooter, but they need a guy that when Kyrie's not there for half the season, you don't want Brandon Williams. I love Brandon Williams. We don't want him being their starting point guard setting up every play. You need somebody right. That's going to set up Cooper Flagg, set up AD, set up whoever else is starting in the lineup with them. So,
well, that you need what you really need is you need somebody that can either A, like I said, be that backup guy, or you know, kind of play that role while Kyrie's gone. But then can also play the two if need be when Kyrie comes back. Yeah. That's where a Malik Beasley might be.
But Malik Beasley ain't setting the offense up. He's a two.
That's what I'm saying. He doesn't really.
He works when Kyrie's healthy. But when Kyrie's not, then you're just, I mean, doesn't really help you at all.
That's why I think the Lonzo Ball thing is.
I like Lonzo.
I think you might have cracked the code with that one.
Okay, well, let's crack another code.
And here's the other thing, too, real quick. Mm-hmm. That's a Jason Kidd kind of guy.
Oh, yeah.
That's a Jason Kidd kind of guy right there. Because here's the thing you know about. Here's the thing about Lonzo Ball that you like. A, he's a gym rat. All right. He's got a good work ethic. And
his main callback has just been being hurt. That's really what it is.
You know, and there's a lot of similarities to his game on a much lower level. Let's get that straight. I'm not trying to disparage Jason Kidd in any way. But, you know, I mean, look, Jason, it took a while before Jason Kidd was considered like, you know, he had a decent shot. And it took Lonzo Ball a little while before he had a decent shot. So I think there'd be a lot of symmetry. I mean, you're looking at a little bit better offensive-minded Dante Exum.
Yeah, he played 55 games, or he 52 his rookie season, 47 the year after that, 63 in New Orleans, 55 in New Orleans, and then played
lost his knees,
and then played 35 games the last two seasons in Chicago. But 3-point percentage jumped up from. He shot 42%.
He played how many games last year?
35. Started in half of them. Played 22 minutes a game.
But that was towards the end of the season, though, right? Yep.
He only shot 34% from three the year before that. He was shooting 42% when he was playing and averaging 13 points. Okay, let's get to what did Jason Kidd have to say about the future number one pick, the Duke boy, the kid from Duke, Cooper Flagg.
I see a young man who's only 18 years old who can do a lot of things. One, he won't be 19 until December, which is really surprising. But I think when you talk about being able to play 2 through 4, and in today's game, you might be able to sneak him around the 5 if we're going to label him as a position player. But maybe there's still some growth. Only being 18, he could still grow here. But I think you can play him at the 2, his ability to shoot the ball, to be able to put it on the floor. Again, as I talked about, we can have a big group out there that could start.
I think that Jason Kidd and Cooper Flagg are going to be a match made in heaven.
Absolutely. Cooper Flagg is a match made. Anybody that's a baller, a coach, a dog is a match made in heaven.
And I think a very important part was brought up in that he's only 18. I can be 19 till December.
December 21st.
I think there is a decent chance that he grows some more.
I mean, look, the kid ended up, he's like, what, they say 6'8", 6'9", so he's probably around 6'7", 6'8". I mean, hell, he might be 6'9", 6'10", when it's all said and done.
He's 6'10". If he's on, if he's closer, I mean,
hey, Larry Bird was 6'8", 6'9". So.
I'm just saying.
Just throw that out there, people.
Jason Kidd also mentioned that out there. He doesn't mind playing a big lineup.
Yeah. So that might mean your PJ Washington, he might be staying here after all.
I'm asked the Tolos. Would you be okay with PJ Washington staying? I know I am. Yeah. I if you listen to me Saturday, I said I wanted to trade him. The reason being the position that Cooper Flagg plays and it being redundant. Not because I don't think PJ Washington's good. I just don't want him coming off the bench, and I don't think PJ wants to come off the bench. But if you had Cooper Flagg playing the 2, in the perfect world, this playoff time, Kyrie, Flagg, Washington, AD, Gafford /Lively, whoever you want.
Christmas. That lineup is enormous.
Teams might score 12 points against you.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Now, watching you lumber up and down the court might be a different story, but we'll have to wait and see. All right, coming up next, let's get the pulse of what's going on in L.A., in fact. Friend of the program, Kurt Heelan from Pro Basketball Talk, who the last time we talked to him, it was 2 days before the Luka trade. My, how things have changed. Kurt Heelan next. Don't go anywhere.
The Dallas Wings are losing 41-34 versus the Seattle Storm. Right now, Paige Beckers has 9 points. She leads the Wings in scoring. She has 4 assists on the day, which is the most assists she had because she only had 3 in her opening game the other day. The Wings looking for their first win of the season, under 5 minutes to go in the second quarter.
A lot of basketball left. And look, we knew that the Wings weren't going to be great this year, right? I mean, there's a reason you don't get the number one pick if you're a good team, unless you're the Mavericks. Hey! Every now and again, something like that happens. But then every now and again, the worst team or one of the worst teams.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Gets a pick. We're efforting to get our boy Kurt Heelan on. It looks like Jake is just having fits back there. Hold on. There he goes. I think it just
fits
went
and
through.
Suds.
Fits and he's having fits and suds back there. Trying to get Kurt, because Kurt was like, "Well, I just answered, and there was nobody in the line. So what's going on here? So what? I mean, something's got to give.
Someone's got to give. Somebody's lying.
Somebody is not being.
Somebody's
honest.
Fibbing.
Are we calling it? Not new guy Jake?
Someone said no one's going to come here to the Mavericks after what they did to Klay Thompson. If you're an aging veteran that wants to make a championship run, you never know when this organization is going to pull the rug from out under. Do you agree with that sentiment?
Well, let's ask this gentleman that's on the line right now. Let's welcome to the program, to the D&M Leasing Hotline. Friend of the program and one of the best of the biz when talking all things round ball from Pro Basketball Talk, Mr. Kurt Heelan. And Kurt, look, just be real with us, my man. Your initial thought when you saw the Dallas Mavericks get the number one pick last week?
Honestly, I'm like, yeah, outside of the are you kidding me moment, because it's just such a leap up the board. It was kind of just one of those things where I'm like, it felt karmically weird, I'll be honest with you, just after everything that had happened this year. It's great for Dallas fans. I'm really happy for them. I wasn't so sure about for the organization. You know, it just felt a little strange, but I'm really happy for the fans because it's a great fan base that got punched in the gut. We'll use that phrasing during the season. And this gives you've got a very good player coming in that can be the foundation of something in the future.
No, you absolutely do. So let me ask you this. Of course, now the next question is everybody's kind of freaking out because they're like, well, look, if Nico's traded away Luka, who's to say that he won't trade the number one pick? Patrick Dumont through Tim McMahon has come out and said, no, we're not going that route again. What are you hearing? And do you think there would be any chance that they would be foolish to trade this number one pick and pass on Cooper Flagg?
They would absolutely be foolish to trade this number one pick. And I mean, even if I think, obviously Giannis is kind of the biggest, best name out there, right? Like if Giannis called, I'd still be like, nah, I'm not taking the 30-year-old guy for Cooper. I mean, I'd trade him for Wemby, but that ain't happening.
Right, exactly.
like that's the one deal I'd make, but outside of that one, no. And you can call the Spurs. My guess is that's not going anywhere. I think and you're in a great spot in this sense. I mean, I don't want to say next year is a gap year, but you're going to have to get through Cooper Flagg's rookie year. But in 2 years, you've still got a relatively young Anthony Davis. You get Kyrie Irving back fully healthy and now an experienced Cooper Flagg. And you're a good to very good team. You know, depending on what's around them and how they're feeling and all that. But, like, you're in a good spot then. And Flagg gives you the bridge to whatever's after that.
Kurt, let's talk when you look at this current Dallas Mavericks roster. There's some awkward fitting pieces. You got P.J. Washington that plays the same position as Cooper Flagg. You got Klay Thompson that, depending on who you ask, had maybe an okay season or a disappointing season. You've got some players on the bench that are making mid-level money. If you were in charge of the Mavericks, what would be kind of some of your first and second options when you talk about reshuffling this team in the offseason? Or do you just keep the team as is and draft Cooper Flagg?
Well, first off, you draft Cooper Flagg and then see what you can get. I think what you're thinking about is what this team looks like when you get Kyrie back.
Correct.
You know, end of next season, and especially into the one after that. So I could see where if you could get the right deal for PJ Washington, look, basically anybody and everybody's on the table. There's outside of Kyrie and AD. There is nobody on that roster. Where you're like, man, I'm not trading that guy. Like now you might want a lot back. And I think PJ, there's places PJ could fit in around the league. That might be, you know, he's got value. He plays two ways. Like there's stuff to like about him for a team that needs a four or needs some depth up front or some depth. Yeah. Like there would be options so you can check it out, but you're not under pressure to make, it's not win now. Oh my God, we got to go do something. Golden State Warriors, Los Angeles Lakers kind of position where like, we feel like we've got to do this now before our aging star leaves. And what, you know, like, you can be a little more patient this offseason and only make the good deals that make sense and not feel the pressure to do something.
How much of a destination do you think the Dallas Mavericks will be this offseason? And a name that I've brought up a couple times, the Dallas Mavericks reporting has come out that they want another guard to kind of fill that role while Kyrie is out for injury and then to also play alongside Kyrie when he comes back. The name that I threw out that I think would be a good fit is Lonzo Ball. Relatively cheap. Kind of, what do you think of that name or some other names that you thought of?
Lonzo Ball is underrated. You've got to have another guard with him because he can only play, he's going to play limited minutes at this point. He cannot give you 30 a night just because of what happened with his knee. But frankly, nobody really watched last year because unless you were a masochist like myself and kind of a junkie, nobody was watching Chicago Bulls basketball. Mm-hmm. He's playing pretty well. Like
I agree.
He's not as athletic as he was, but like he was always a high IQ player.
Smart.
Who defended well, who did, you know, exactly. I like that fit. I think there'll be other guys who could also become available over the course of the summer. There's going to be some shifting around of point guard situations in places. I don't know if, you know, we'll see what happens with guys like Fred VanVleet and some other guys that are out there that are available. Boston's going to be shaking up theirs, but I don't think you want to pay. I don't think Drew Holiday fits your timeline, or he makes a lot of money. I don't know if you want to pay what he's going to make, but I think that the point guard idea is obviously the direction to go. And I think honestly, Lonzo's great because you can, once Kyrie is back, like, he's great off. That's the perfect backup, right? Like, that's the perfect 15 to 20 minute a night guy behind him.
So I guess what I'm getting at here, and then I'll shut up and let Fred ask a question. How aggressive do you think the Mavericks should be in getting this point guard, getting this guard? Should they be thinking of the future, getting a young guy that can play alongside, maybe even not usurp, but take over once Kyrie leaves, because we know he's in the later part of his career? Or should they just be finding a stopgap? How do you balance trying to find a bench role plus a starting role with Kyrie, plus when Kyrie's gone? How would you go about that, and what type of player, contract, age you're looking at?
I would love to get a young guy who could be part of the future in that. And if you can get in on a trade where that guy is in the mix, go for it. But again, I think the key is not to be pressured into a deal you don't want. If you end up signing a veteran point guard who can come in for a year, you know, you get him on a mid-level-y deal and you've got him for a year or two, that's fine. You can kick some of these cans down the road for a year. You're not under pressure to win it next year. So, like, you're building something. So wait for the right deal. But if you can get the young point guard, you want to start looking for guys on Flag's timeline as you start to fill out the roster. So, yeah, you can take a veteran or two now, but long term, you would love to get a young up and coming point guard who's available. It's just hard to find those guys because people don't really want to give them up.
I'm going to piggyback off something real quick that Blake had asked, and it's kind of a two-parter, but now what's kind of the feeling around the league as far as Nico Harrison's concerned? Are they looking at this as like, hey, Dallas got bailed out, or hey, wink and a nod, sure seems kind of funny that you trade away Luka 3 months ago, bail out LA, and then you with your 1.8% chance, and we've seen what happens in the past when that happens, like Chicago getting Derrick Rose, wink, wink. I mean, come on, you know, look, yeah. You and I are old enough to know that this, you know, a coincidence is a coincidence. What's the feeling around the league about Nico, and again, will he be able to get folks to want to play for the Mavericks?
I think so. Like, I think, look, this is still a guy with relationships around the league. And while there were a lot of people who scoffed at the trade he made,
yeah,
that doesn't mean they're not going to do business with him. That doesn't mean they're not going to talk to him down the line, or that, frankly, that they don't like him as a person. Like, that you know, I know from my own marriage, my wife stuck with me through, you know, some decisions she may not have enjoyed completely. So, you know.
But you didn't trade away any of her kids either, though. So there is that.
Well, that's because I couldn't get any good young talent coming back, unfortunately. So,
no first round picks?
Yeah. Couldn't get a first round pick for my kids. They're kind of D2 kids. So, you know. No. I still think that, you know, I don't think it affects it that much. I do think that there was a lot of how should I put this? I've known too many people who've been in the room, and I just, for a lot of reasons, haven't gone to the draft and been in the room for the you know, ping pong balls themselves. I know too many people, and I've talked to too many people, that it's not really riggable, but man, the number of coincidences, and I don't mean just Dallas. I mean, Pelicans. I
mean, Cleveland wins three out of 4 years, man. I mean, this isn't. I mean, yeah. You know,
shout out to the Spurs, back to back top two picks.
Spurs, yeah,
the Spurs get a top two pick, and they got David Robinson the 1 year they tanked years ago. Like, you can go way back with this stuff.
You know, you absolutely can. And then you know this all too well,
it's
Kurt.
So many of it.
Well, and then I'll say this. All right, and real quick, your thoughts on this? You're getting ready to go into $80 billion TV deal. All right. Do you really want L.A. looking like the way it was? Because we remember what L.A. was. You remember real good what L.A. was like between Kobe and LeBron. I mean, it was no man's land for a while. And do you really want to have the fourth biggest media market in the country with a fan base that hates it?
I think the second part of that is the real concern. Yeah. Like, you don't – at the end of the day, man, it's a business and it's an entertainment business.
Yeah.
And you can't turn off the fan base. We've – you know, like – you've seen it in music. You've seen it in movies where some star does something.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a long list of them where suddenly the fans are just like, yeah, I'm not buying that music anymore.
Right.
I'm not going to see this person in the film, in movies anymore. You can't do that, which is why I think, you know, the Cooper flag thing really does bail you out. But yeah, it's happened so many times over the years where you're just like, really, that's where it's going. But then again, the flip side of that is you're right, man. San Antonio is set up for the future.
Yeah, no, they really
nobody
are.
Nobody else.
All right, real quick.
And so is Oklahoma City, and they're not exactly a big market.
No, they're not. All right, real quick, 20 seconds. We're down to the final four. I'm guessing that the NBA would love to see a Knicks-Minnesota series. What say you?
I'm sure they would. They are going to get Oklahoma City. That is the best team in the league. That is going to be your champion. They won their championship, frankly, yesterday.
Okay.
They may get New York. That Pacers-Knicks series, watch those games. That is a toss-up, man.
Absolutely.
That is a very even and Styles make fights. That's a good one, man.
I love it. Kurt, we'll do this again when we'll do this again. The playoffs have already started. We'll do this again
when
the finals start. Okay, sound good?
That works for me, man.
Kurt, always appreciate you, my man. Great stuff from you as always. There you go. The one, the only Kurt Heelan pro basketball talk. All right, we'll recap a couple things he said, and we'll jump into a little NFL talk as well. So much to get to in hour number two. Don't go anywhere. It's Fan After Dark.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.